G'day, Robbie.
G'day.
Time to say, better start than last Friday, Robbie, where I said there was no crowd there. Geez, the W League final was a success.
It was, yeah, fantastic. But look, the whole women's game has grown another level this season. Well, I've got to talk about not only this season for the W League, but the Matildas as well. So talking the last year, last 12 months, obviously with Sam Kerr really putting the game into the spotlight as well, and the Matildas on what they did on the international stage. And the W League's been brilliant, and what a story for Melbourne City. They've done three in a row, and Sydney were always going to miss Caitlin Ford, who got injured in their win over Newcastle in the semi-final the week before. So, look, full credit to Melbourne City, but really, really well done to the whole of the women's game.
And I think Jess
Fishlock yes,
just showed us that she is almost a cut above too. She was exceptional, Robbie.
Yeah, look, she was outstanding, and you know, has been in the last 5 to 6 weeks, where Melbourne City have really got better and better and better and improved all the time, and they've gone and done it three times in a row.
Yeah, they certainly have. The other games from the weekend, look, I think you tipped Wellington to beat Perth, which was we were all a bit shocked by that, but you were correct.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, two teams that are really, really struggling, and I think that was evident in the way the game was played. Look, Perth could have and probably should have won it. Kestra getting the equaliser and then missing a penalty with a pretty dismal attempt when you look at it. I could see what he was trying to do, but it's the risk you take when you take a Panenka. If the goalkeeper stands still, you look like a fool. And Kestra ended up looking pretty silly. And then, you know, a late winner to Wellington, which doesn't save their season, but at least gives them the joy of a home victory.
Now, the Wanderers and the Jets, Tool.
Yeah, the Wanderers on Friday night. Seems like an age ago now. It's a good game. Really, really good game. A lot of VAR in it. They copped a lot of criticism. I don't know why, because the VAR got every decision right. And people are just going to have to get used to the fact that the VAR is here and it's here to stay.
Yeah, it certainly is. Mate, we've had a couple of calls this morning regarding the Socceroos not playing a game in Australia before the World Cup begins. Do you have an opinion on that?
No. Well, you can't play World Cup. This got a new coach who needs to spend time with the players. And, yeah, if Ange hadn't walked away, then you might have got a game. But there's no use dragging the players all the way back here with a coach that they're not going to know real well, because, you know, you've only got those two games, which are 3-4 day windows for Norway and then Colombia. And then the World Cup's upon us, and he needs all the time he can get with the players. If you drag them across here, you know, 24-hour flight, 24-hour flight back, jet lag, you know, the fact of having a game, it's just unfortunate that we won't have a farewell game, but given the circumstances, I can understand why we're not going to have one.
Okay, so the understanding is that I've read about is that the FFA is asking for too much money. So maybe the FFA said, look, if they pay us this, we'll do it, but otherwise it's actually going to be detrimental to our preparations for Russia.
Yeah, look, I haven't read that, and it wouldn't surprise me. The simple fact is, I don't care if there's money involved. I'm talking as purely from a footballistic point of view, that it'd be ludicrous to bring the team back to play a farewell game, given the circumstances. If Ange was in charge, different story, because he knows the players, been there for a long time, but the fact is he's gone. And so I don't know I don't think money should really come into it.
No. And just quickly, how many of the Aussie players from the A-League are actually going to make the World Cup squad?
Well, again, that's an unknown. Yeah. There wasn't many in there from the start. You had Milligan, Troisi.
Cahill.
Yeah, but then Cahill was here then. Yeah. He's not here now. Yeah. So, look, there ain't going to be many.
Yeah, okay.
Rochdale 2-2 with Tottenham. You're going to have to do the replay.
A late penalty to Kane looked like Tottenham had got home. And then a later equaliser from Rochdale. So that's just a fixture that Tottenham don't need.
Yeah.
When you're playing the Champions League and you're trying to finish in the top four, it just clogs up the fixture list, and they'll get a replay at home against Rochdale.
Yeah, you're right. They don't need that.
And Man United got through as well?
Yeah, pretty easily. 2-0, two goals to Lukaku. So, yeah, some of the big guns through.
Yeah, the biggest gun, Man United. Good on you, Robbie.
Good on you, Troop.